Hello, welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast for The Lancet, where we talk to authors of newly published work in The Lancet. I'm Gavin Cleaver. It's February 11th, 2021. A new commission, out today in The Lancet, looks at the repercussions of the last 4 years on the health of the United States, as both a uniquely difficult time for America and an acceleration of the problems the country was already facing. The commission is called Public Policy and Health in the Trump Era, and you can read it online now at thelancet.com for free. I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the authors of the commission, Mary Bassett, to find out more. Mary is director of the Center for Health and Human Rights at Harvard University and has more than 30 years' experience in the field of public health. Mary, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So this commission was set up in 2017 and to monitor the health outcomes of the Trump presidency. How did you feel about the following 3 years? Were they kind of better or worse than you imagined at the start of the commission?
Well, of course, we didn't know what would happen when we started, although we anticipated that there would be bad health policies and general societal impact of Trump would be negative. But it turned out to be worse. I mean, the culmination was the January 6th events with people marauding in the halls of the Capitol of the United States. So, I mean, it was stunning how much damage he and the people who surrounded and enabled him were able to do in health and the environment, in the packing of the Supreme Court, who are likely to oppose reproductive health rights. The U.S. may lose the right to women's right to choose to terminate a pregnancy, for example, even now, because of who's now on the court.
When reading the commission, it's kind of interesting to me, and it sticks out how often it mentions a lot of the policies of the Trump era were kind of a continuation of 40 years of neoliberalism since the Reagan era. What are some of the most striking kind of historical hangovers in that sense, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't describe them as hangovers. I would describe them, as the report does, as continuation, that Trump was sort of an extreme exemplar, but he continued a reliance on the market as the principal arbiter of social decision-making and accelerated privatization of public services. And all of this was part of the neoliberal model. The first clue of its damage, of course, was how the U.S. began to fall out of the pack in terms of its life expectancy, that it leveled began leveling in 1980, and by 2014, which preceded Mr. Trump, we began to see declines in U.S. life expectancy. This is very serious. And it can't be attributed to Donald Trump alone.
The U.S., you know, has always had an issue with structural racism, of course. But to what extent was this kind of accelerated by the policies of the Trump era? And as well, what effect does structural racism have generally on the health of the nation?
Those are both big questions. Yes. But yes, of course, the U.S. was founded on the genocidal campaigns against the indigenous people who the European settlers found here, whose land was needed, and on the use of enslaved labor. This wasn't a footnote to U.S. history. It was a principal component of it, and the commission, you know, delves into that backward glance beginning 400 years ago, before the U.S. even became a nation. As one of the consequences of this, there has never been a single year since vital statistics were collected in the United States when people classified as black haven't had shorter, sicker lives. That's not to say that there aren't many assets that have been brought to the United States by the black community, but the cost of structural racism is written on our bodies in shorter, sicker lives. So this is not new, but Mr. Trump began to openly appeal to white supremacy and declared his own, conviction that people of color were lowlifes. He started out by calling Mexicans rapists and responded to the protests against the casual snuffing out of George Floyd's life by an armed police officer, hand in his pocket as he put his knee on his neck. by marshalling military might against peaceful protesters. So this was a real acceleration and gave permission to white supremacist groups, some of whom are within the police departments or within the immigration control authorities, to act on their own white supremacist views. And it was exemplified by someone, you know, running through the halls of the Capitol with a Confederate flag, the emblem of the failed secessionist rebellion of the southern states. So, you know, that was part of it. There were also more detailed actions, his continued attack on the Affordable Care Act, which had led to more people having health insurance. But he wanted to, have it. It was one of his platforms that he would get rid of it. He failed at that, but he did succeed in reducing the access to public insurance for low-income people, accelerating the privatization of Medicare, which is a universal entitlement for people over the age of 65, deregulating further, although he promised to lower drug prices, to continuing to deregulate the industry. And all of these had a disproportionate impact on people of color. For example, among the states that declined to take up, at no cost to them, by the way, the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, 9 were southern states.